This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What were your thoughts filming the scene in Italy where you reveal yourself in the sunlight?
My thoughts, what, at the time or now? I just kind of came to a realization about that scene today. It was, I guess, one of the kind of closest moments I've really felt to people's like emotional attachment to the character and stuff. I mean, I think because there were so many extras there who were just Twilight fans who had flown in to be in the town square, and just taking that step off, taking the one step into the light, it's been the one moment since the first Comic-Con where I've felt the whole weight of anticipation and I guess responsibility as well to all the people who are kind of so obsessed with the stories. And it was a good moment. It was very nerve-wracking, but it was kind of, I don't know, I felt that I felt probably the most in character I've ever felt throughout the whole series at that moment.
Can you talk a little bit about working with Chris this time around and if the syllabus helped you in terms of working with his directing style?
The syllabus which he gave at the beginning. Yeah, I mean, in so much as when he gave that out, it was just such, I mean, I've never had that from any director. I mean, it was like 40, 50 pages long, this thing. I mean, it's kind of, and this is in addition to a bunch of letters and emails and everything. I mean, trying to show that, you know, he's on the same page as us and he's completely behind, he's completely with us in making the film. And he kind of didn't falter from that attitude throughout the whole movie. I mean, Chris, I mean, it probably sounds ridiculous how much praise this guy gets. I was just with his wife and him in Japan, and she was even kind of sick of it. But I mean, he is like a saint. I mean, he's one of the best people I've ever met, let alone directors. And it was, I think in a lot of ways it shows in the movie. It's got a lot of heart and a lot of, especially for a sequel in the franchise. I mean, it's, I think he's just a great person to work with.
Rob, appearing only through part of the movie in various visions, did you feel disjointed from the rest of your castmates, or did you wish you were in this one more, or was it kind of a nice gathering into a character for you to be by yourself a little more than?
Yeah, I mean, those scenes were the hardest scenes. I mean, they weren't really at the time, but when I saw the first cut of the movie, I was like, I need to. We've changed them quite a bit in the edit and in ADR and stuff, mainly because it's so difficult. It's not Edward that you're playing. It's a kind of manifestation of Bella's loneliness and kind of desperation. And it was always very difficult because, I mean, I was trying to ask Kristen, like, you know, how would you play it? I mean, because, you know, that's it's her opinion. I mean. And, so I guess that was hard. But yeah, as for being alone, I mean, I think I've always felt a little bit aloof as the character throughout the whole series. I think that's how he kind of is. And so I don't really feel any particularly different.
Well, what
has
last year been like for you? I mean, you came into the first movie, it was a new thing. I mean, the book, of course, was very popular, but then it's such a phenomenon. How are you dealing with it? Are you more comfortable with it now than a year later?
I guess it's inevitable that you become more comfortable. I mean, you still fight against some things, and I mean, the franchise itself. I mean, it is nothing. There's nothing really scary about it. I mean, I like all the people I work with. Like, it's. I generally have very few disagreements about the script or anything like when we're doing it, especially on New Moon. I mean, it just seemed so relaxed and easy. Like,
that's on set. What about everything else?
Well, I mean, that's the thing as well. I've been on set. Like, I mean, I've been on set since on three different sets since January 14th. I mean, I've had like 3 days off.
Oh.
I mean, so it's kind of, I still, I mean, I was saying the same thing last year about, you know, has your life changed that? I know I'm still, I'm on set all the time and I'm still on set. So I'm going to be on set all next year as well. So I don't really know. I mean, as for like getting, you know, getting errands and things, I don't know what that really is like. Because I mean, I haven't had a sustained period of time where I've been off. So yeah, I still don't know how it's really changed. I still feel like I'm pretty much exactly the same. Yeah. Which is maybe not a good thing.
Hey, Robert, talk a little bit about the scene where you break up with Bella and what you were going through. She said that was the toughest thing for her to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange... it's something weird about it, because, I mean, one of the main things I felt doing that... is, I mean, what really helped was people's anticipation of the movie and people's, I guess, the fans of the series' idea about what Bella and Edward's relationship is and what it represents to them. And it's, you know, some kind of ideal for a relationship. And so just playing a scene where you're breaking up the ideal relationship, I mean, you feel, I mean, I felt a lot of the weight behind that. And it also it took away your fear of melodrama as well, because it felt kind of seismic, if that's the right word. Even when we were doing it, I really felt it was very much like the stepping out into the sunlight scene at the end. It felt, you could really feel the audience watching as you were doing it. So yeah, it was a strange one to do that.
Hi, over here. Quick question I just asked Taylor, the same thing. No hold barred fight between Edward and Jacob. Who wins? The same with you and Taylor.
I don't know. I did hear the other day that Taylor had agreed to an interview where the interviewer was going to fight him. And I don't think I'd ever agree to that. So I don't really. And also looking at Taylor's martial arts videos from when he was like 9. I mean, I wouldn't really want to do anything. Maybe if I had some kind of weapon. Edward and Jacob. I don't know. I mean, I think it's actually a fact that Edward would win. I think, if I read the books correctly. Like, so I guess I can hold on to that for my ego.
Rob, over here, you said, you know, you haven't noticed how things have changed because you've been so busy, but what this movie's done has made you a bankable leading man. I'm sure you can work for the next 5 years. How has that change been career-wise for you, and where do you want to be 5 years from now?
I don't know. I mean, it's, I've only done one movie outside of the series, and
that was
Remember Me, which is going to be out sometime next year. But even that, I did with the same studio, and so I guess I'm still a little bit blind as to what my actual economic viability is outside of the series. But I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, you get offered stuff that, you know, you never have dreamed of getting offered before. But that's also, it's scary as well, because, you know, you don't have to audition for anything. And so you're just like, well, I don't want to do a movie just, you know, because it gets made. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, it's a scary situation to be in a lot of ways. And you really, you have to question yourself a lot more than if, you know, before Twilight, I did any movie that I got, and you know, you try and make the best of it afterwards. But now you kind of, you're expected to come into the movie with and provide not only economic viability, but also performance as well, because people are like, you know, you can't just mess around. We're employing you to be a star and an actor. So like, you know, it's difficult and it's scary, but.
Isn't that what you dream about when you start
as
a business?
You do. I mean, it's, you always think, you know, oh, when I've done a big movie, because when you haven't got a big movie behind you and you're not bankable, then everyone's like, he's not bankable enough, and so you can't get the roles which you want to get. And then when you do, you have to, especially with a movie like this where there's a perceived specific audience, which I think that people are quite confused about it as well. But I mean, people start thinking, oh, if you need to get in this audience, so you need to do this and that, you need to look a certain way, and blah blah blah. And so there are some limitations to it as well. Whereas when no one's watching your movies and you get a part, you can do whatever the hell you want. I mean, it's like, because, you know, it's just the way it is. But, yeah, so there's good and bad points either way.
What personality traits do you share with Edward?
I guess stubbornness in some ways about some things. I guess he's pretty self-righteous. I guess the answer. I guess I get quite obsessive about things, possessive as well, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Like what?
Obsessive about what?
Obsessive and possessive about.
I guess.
Your privacy.
In some ways. What am I obsessive about? Like, I do kind of. I have very, very specific ideas about how I want to do. I want to do my work and how I want to be perceived and when. And to the point of ridiculousness sometimes. I mean, I don't listen to anyone else. Like, I don't, like, that's why I don't have a publicist or anything. I can stand it if someone was, you know, trying to tell me to do something. Which, you know, it's probably maybe a mistake sometimes. But I guess about that, I mean, I like being meticulous. And it's quite difficult as an actor to have that much control. And that's actually it answers a bit of the other question as well. It's a good thing. That's a good thing about the Twilight series as well. I mean, because it does give you, in a lot of ways, when you agree to the job, it gives you a lot more control over, like, tiddly little things. I mean, which I want to have everything. I'm like a control freak about it. So I guess that's what I mean by that.
Do you appreciate Edward more with each movie, and what are your favorite parts about him and his favorite parts?
Yeah, it's funny about New Moon because when I read New Moon, it gave me ideas about how to play the first one, and it kind of it's the one I connected to the most, and the one that humanized Edward for me the most as well. I mean, I guess because in the first one he still does remain from beginning to end an idealistic character, but in the second one he makes a mistake that's acknowledged by everybody, including himself, and also he's totally undermined by more powerful creatures, and he's undermined emotionally by people as well, and I think that's what humanized it. But so yeah, I mean, but I'm, since I read that book, I always kind of liked him as a character. I mean. And I tried to play that same feeling throughout the first one and up to the third one as well, trying to get some kind of element of, an all-powerful person, well, almost all-powerful person just the kind of hero of a story who just refuses to accept that he's the hero. And I think that's kind of admirable. I don't know if that really made any sense.
Hi, Rob. Love is such a major role in these films, and so many fans want what happens on the screen to happen in your real life. How do you separate falling in love in real life with the women you're cast against?
You always got to remember that you're being paid. I mean, there's a lot of, there's a lot of connotations that come with that. I mean, but yeah, I think that's one of the major separations. Yeah, I think so.
Over here.
Did you agree with the decision to make Edward appear as a vision as opposed to just a voice? And then also, how do you keep your life from just becoming one big blur?
It's just a blur. No, there are certain like little, there's random moments which stand out. But I mean, generally, you're working so much that I mean, this year I've been working so much that you kind of you're living in an almost alternate reality. I mean, it's like, because hours on film set are so long, like you're doing like doctor hours, and so like, and every doctor I've ever spoken to says the same thing. It's like, you know, you have no idea what's going on other than working, and especially you're away from your family and friends and all that stuff. But as for the apparitions thing, yeah, I mean, I was always very worried about that, because I mean, even before we started shooting, people were all asking questions saying, oh, are you know, you think people are going to be worried about not having enough Edward in it and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, he's not in the book. I mean, so it's kind of, and I was so worried it was just going to be random scenes. And there was talk at the beginning of showing his backstory in South America, going around like moping or something. And like, that would have been terrifying for me. And I think it would have been catastrophic for the film as well. But yeah, I mean, I fought as far as I could to keep it as limited as possible, mainly because it just doesn't happen in the book. But then at the same time, it's scary just to do a voiceover because it could well end up being very cheesy. So I guess there's a sort of medium, and also, it was interesting when they said, because it's not, you're not just there, you're supposed to be playing something. Whether you achieved it or not, whether I achieved it or not, to get, you know, to play this just thing, this like, you're just playing a vision, and if you play it as realistically as possible, then it becomes an interesting thing to try and figure out. So it was interesting for me at the time.
How do you fight?
In reality?
Well, no,
like a pussy.
Said, I fought as much as I could.
You know,
character, you know, from like being in South America and moping.
Oh, I guess, I mean, I just talked to Chris. I mean, Chris is just, he wasn't ever going to just do things for the sake of doing it. I mean, he was always on the side of the story. And even since it's been edited, I mean, there's been loads and loads of the apparition sequences cut out. And a lot of them Chris cut out without me saying. But I mean, when I was doing ADR, I was saying, you know, things look more interesting, things look more kind of mystical if you cut out more of these shots, and it becomes more eerie and more realistic the less of these visions you have, and the less visible. Just having these head-on shots, it makes it it doesn't become a vision, it becomes, you know, just a superimposed image, which is not interesting.
Hey, have you ever gotten your heart broken like Edward when he left Bella?
I'm just trying to think of a really stupid answer. No, I can't think of one. No, I don't think so.
You seem to have gotten the brunt of the crazy fan experience. And you gotta laugh at this sometimes. Has there been something that's just cracked you up, just a nuts fan, or just something that's kind of made you laugh in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time, I mean, you kind of, I mean, there's been so many. I mean, recently there's less. I have less direct interaction with people because people are so. You know, there's way more security and stuff on sets. But I mean, I always find it funny when older people come up. Like, I mean, like when there's a woman who came up to me the other day who must have been 90, like in her 90s, and like and he's saying this stuff, and it's just like, it's very unusual to go, and they say exactly the same things as 12-year-old girls. I mean, like, it's like, I mean that is like, it is kind of bizarre.
I'm pretty sure the English really like the romantic scene, each scene in this film. When you're shooting the super romantic scene, what is going on in your head? And are you kind of a romantic person in your real life? And what's the most romantic things you have done in your life?
I don't know what I haven't done that many romantic things. I mean, what was going through my head? I mean, it's weird. You always, I keep getting told by people, you know, you always need to like pump up all the stuff about the action and all the stuff for the guys to go and see it. But I mean, you know, I know what's romantic. It's like saying, it's ridiculous. It's like saying guys can't appreciate romantic. I don't think you could say that about, like, you know, Gone with the Wind or something. I mean, I've watched Titanic and I didn't think, like, oh, this is a girl's film. I mean, it's, you know, unless you're a complete idiot of a guy, like, it's, I don't really think, I don't know, and especially in New Moon. It's in the whole series. I've never played it thinking I'm playing in a series of girls films and I'm like, you know, doing something just for girls. I mean, I don't feel like I'm you know, doing a like Tiger Beat every week, like the kind of animated Tiger Beat. But I mean, it's I mean, I think there's just as much. I like doing the romantic scenes. I mean, I felt like a lot of the storyline in New Moon is very heartbreaking and true and it's kind of. You know, I didn't think I was doing something just for the sake of romance. I thought it was very, in a lot of ways, it's a really sad story. But it's the most romantic thing I've ever done. I've
serenaded somebody?
Oh, no. I don't think that would ever be in a romantic. Geez, you need to have so much balls to do that. I mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I actually can't think of a single romantic thing I've ever done. That's terrible. I put a flower in someone's locker when I was 15 years old. The skull called Maria. Oh, maybe I was 14. And she thought it was somebody else. And the other guy claimed it as well. Which is great.
Sticking with the theme of romance, obviously you're beloved as Edward. But with this movie, Team
Jacob is going to grow exponentially. Can you talk a little bit about what it's been like developing the romantic triangle, and also what it was like watching Taylor transform physically? Yeah, I mean, I didn't see Taylor until just a little bit before we started shooting, and so when he came back, I mean, I had the same reaction as everybody else. It's like, geez, like you can. Now I have to go to the gym, Yeah, I mean, it was strange. This one was weird because I hardly did any scenes with Taylor. I mean, we did like just the scenes at the beginning, the scenes at the end, and he had his entire storyline develop without me being around, which was interesting because I mean, I had no idea where his performance was going, and so it wasn't really a competition or anything. It was also independent. Whereas in Eclipse later, we're doing scenes together all the time with Bella. So it really shows the dynamic in that one. Sorry, what was the other part of your question?
Just about creating the romantic triangle, but you answered it. It's
going to come out. Okay. Hey. What's your favorite movie vampire of all time, and why?
I think I don't really know. I always think of the wrong people. I always think like, yeah, Ethan Hawke in Interview with the Vampire. He's like, he's not the vampire, he's the interviewer.
Gary Oldman in Dracula.
Yeah, I like Gary. I mean, there's a bunch. Actually, I really like Wesley Snipes. I think Wesley Snipes is great. Yeah.
Blade.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Right here.
Hey.
you're obviously in the spotlight a lot. I'm wondering, what's the weirdest or funniest thing you've ever read or heard about yourself that's been printed? And also, how do you sort of maintain the balance of letting your fans and the public know who you are outside of just Edward, but also keeping your private life private?
Sorry, what was the first part of the question? I've already forgot.
Weirdest or funniest?
The weirdest was something like recently, some magazine had on the cover, I was pregnant. I was just like, wow, that's like, without a hint of irony or anything. I didn't really know what to make of that one. I don't even know if I don't even know if that even qualifies as libelous, because they can just say it's obviously fiction, but they're spreading it in a non-fiction magazine. But I don't know. But what do you do with that?
No, when do you do?
When do you? I know. I just love it. You see, I did see a couple of comments under the article saying, like, yeah, that's why he always wears like jackets. He always wears layers to hide. how do you keep your private life private and
yeah, but also kind of showing your fans and public there's more you than just Edward.
I think you just do it through doing jobs. I mean, I think it's such a risky thing doing interviews. I try and limit the amount of interviews I do, because, I mean, no one's that interesting. I mean, like, especially when, you know, you're not really saying anything. I mean, it's... And I don't particularly want to be, you know, some kind of character in society or whatever. So I guess the only thing you can do is do jobs and see if people respond to that. But I mean, I'm always holding on to the fact that I don't really know who I am, and so hopefully I won't compartmentalize myself because of that. Because I'm completely ignorant of the whole thing. So yeah, I mean, I've never really struggled with anything. Up until recently, I've got to stop being so self-depreciating because people are starting to believe it. that guy is an idiot. I've tried to stop doing that.
I guess that might be your last question. I'm curious, what movies have you committed to in 2010, and have you been told of a tentative time that you might film Breaking Dawn?
I think the tentative time for Breaking Dawn is fall next year. They may well change that, depending on how things go, I'm doing a movie called Bellamy in February, which is an adaptation of this Guy de Maupassant novel, and I'm doing, I hope, a western with Rachel Weisz and Hugh Jackman called Unbound Captives, which sometime around there as well. I mean, they've got to try and muddle everything around everybody's schedules and stuff.
So you'll be a gunfighter?
No, actually, I'm playing a kid who was kidnapped by Comanches when he was 4 years old, and he's brought up by them, and then his mother spends her entire life trying to find me and my sister, and when she finds us, we can't remember who she is and can't remember anything about the Western culture which she grew up in. And I speak Comanche the whole movie, so you can't really be more different from Edward.
Was that the big reason? I mean, that you would respond to it because it is so different from Edward.
No, I mean, I actually signed on to that after I'd done Twilight in the summer. Like just a couple of months after I finished, so it was really before anything had happened, and so I wasn't even really thinking about it. It was just a cool script. I mean, it reminded me of
Researchers.
It is kind of similar to Searchers. Yeah, I know that's the scary thing, but but I mean, actually, it's nothing like Searchers. Only in general terms, but it reminds me a lot of ways of Giant. Like so, and I it's one of my favorite movies. So. I think that's why I responded.
James Dean's one of your favorite actors?
One of, yeah.
All right, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Is it a big shock to have Bryce on the set of Eclipse? Michelle?
Yeah, it was a shock, but she's lovely. She's really, really nice.